A new wave of protests has hit Egypt, with thousands of protesters clashing with riot police in Cairo's Tahrir Square. Rows of central security troops have sealed off the square, and dozens of people are reported to be injured. Many of the demonstrators are relatives of those killed during the January uprising. They were back on the streets to protest against what they say is the slow prosecution of security officers responsible for the deaths. Jess Hill spoke to a female Egyptian blogger known as Egyptocracy, who's been at the protests and is now just outside Tahrir Square.
The martyrs' families marched to the Ministry of Interior to demand the release of the members that have been arrested and to ask for their rights, for their compensation packages. Something happens in front of the Ministry of Interior. No one knows what happened exactly, that the situation escalated in moments, and the security officers started throwing tear gas canisters at the families and the people with them, and basically rubber bullets. And the people started responding by throwing stones, and one thing led to the other. The whole thing escalated. Everyone was calling everyone, messages were circulating, we need backup, we need to support the families of the people who died during the revolution, please come and support them.
And how many people are in Tahrir Square now?
It's very difficult to estimate because people are spread on two streets and then in the square itself. It's definitely more than 5,000. How many exactly, I don't know. And people are increasing as we speak, flooding in, you know, trying to show support because we don't understand why the MOI is still attacking on this very moment. No one is attacking them. There's no curfew anymore, so there's no need to make people go home.
There's been a lot of reports of people's frustration with the Supreme Council of the Armed Forces. How do you think this will affect people's attitude towards the Supreme Council?
Honestly speaking, the debate about the Supreme Council is widely split amongst the population of Egypt. The majority of the people support the Supreme Council. Many critics do not support the way they govern the country at the moment. I do not think that this incident is specifically going to affect the Supreme Council or their image with the people. It's mostly about the Ministry of Interior and how they've been operating lately, because people just don't want to overthrow someone else. I'm not talking people as in the people now in Tahrir who are calling for the Supreme Council to be dismantled. I'm talking about the majority of people that are actually not in Tahrir at the moment.
And they want the military council to
continue for stability.
And, I mean, it's 4 a.m. there in Cairo now. How long do you think this is going to last?
Well, they stopped for around an hour from shooting at us, and then they started 5 minutes ago. I'm currently outside of Tahrir to be able to talk to you, but they are. I could hear in the distance how the tear canisters are flying in the air.
And what do you hope will come as a result of this protest?
I'm not in this protest hoping for a specific outcome. I'm actually here showing solidarity to the martyrs' families. On a personal level, what I'd wish for is for this to shed light on the fact that the Ministry of Interior did not change the way it deals with the masses, that the mentality is still the same, that the revolution did not manage so far to dismantle the mentality. It might have dismantled the characters of the Ministry of Interior, but the mentality is still there.
That's an Egyptian blogger who asked us not to use her name, speaking from Cairo to Jess Hill.